Pilgrims from the United States are also wishing Pope Benedict XVI the best as he marks the 7th anniversary of his election as the 264th successor of St. Peter. On Saturday, the foundation members will meet with the Pope, where they will present him with a very special gift, a substantial financial donation for his specific charitable intentions. This year's donation of over $8 million will help fund the Pope's projects worldwide. The foundation's pilgrimage began Wednesday with Mass at the ancient minor basilica of San Pietro in Vincoli, which houses St. Peter's chains, and was celebrated by the Cardinal Archbishop of Washington, Donald Wuerl. During his homily, the Cardinal focused on the vocation of the foundation members, who are also known as stewards of St. Peter. He said, in materially helping the successor of St. Peter, they are not helping a building or an institution, but the rock on which our faith is built. Today, he continued, Peter has a different name. He is called Benedict.
Dear brothers and sisters, annuncio vobis gaudium magnum. Habemus Papam, eminentissimum ac reverendissimum Dominum, Josephum, Sancte Romanae Ecclesiae, Cardinalem Ratzinger. Sibi nomen imposuit Benedicti decimi sexti.
Cari fratelli e sorelle,
but his task remains the same, to confirm all of us and our brothers and sisters in the faith. And the Cardinal concluded, the generosity of the foundation helps him do this. Emma McCarthy spoke to President of the Papal Foundation, Bishop Michael Bransfield of Charleston, Wheeling, West Virginia, about Benedict XVI's pontificate and how the Papal Foundation is playing its part.
Well, early in the 1980s, John Paul II had a lot of charities that he was not able to fund and a lot of concerns in Eastern Europe and throughout the world. So some of the cardinals that were his friends that were concerned and archbishops that were concerned about him from the United States said he had asked for their help. So it was their idea, Cardinal Kroll and her others and Cardinal McCarrick. A lot of them got together and Cardinal Kroll led them and they set up in Philadelphia and started, but it went throughout our country immediately because the archbishops and cardinals backed him up and brought in members. So if you walk in that room, it's a mixture of our country. So the cardinals put together this organization, and they asked the people to give the money, $1 million each, that would stay in the United States. And the money that came from that, the income and different grants, would come to the Holy Father for the poor of the world and for his charities or for works that he wanted done. So he was not totally restricted. He sends a list over, and in November we meet in Washington, and it's been reviewed by the Grants Committee, then it's reviewed again by the board, and they approve what they can fund and what we do for the Holy Father. They make the choices, and because the wish list gets longer and longer.
Can you speak to us perhaps about some of the projects that are being funded this year?
Oh, sure. We're funding, a great deal went to Haiti when that happened. Right now, a lot will go to Africa. Their sisters, Mother Teresa's sisters, we try to help the projects they're involved in. So there are ways that we reach out to where the different projects Mother Teresa's sisters are in, because they don't take the money directly, but we can help where they're running a charity. And as we said in there, the Seaman Scholars, so there are scholars that stay, that come in like from poor countries, in Africa, and they study here and then they go back. So those scholarships go are members of the Papal Foundation. So there are clinics all over. There are places in Eastern Europe. It's just really a wonderful opportunity for the Holy Father. But he responds throughout the world. He doesn't restrict it. But I would say most of the money goes to poor situations. Could be Central America, could be Mexico, could be Africa. And they're just wonderful projects.
How important is the work that they're doing as a vocation in itself?
I think that I mentioned in my talk that some of them have been very, very involved with the foundation for many years, And for them, it is a vocation. They see this as an ability to take the successor of Peter and give him a helping hand to do the things he wants to do that otherwise would be difficult to do. Because the administration of the Vatican, the embassies throughout the world, all the bills he gets automatically, does not always enable him to do the charitable works that are close to his heart. So these men and women really feel that they are a part of what the Holy Father can do as a successor of St. Peter. They really feel a part of the church at its center and of the successor of Peter. I mean, it's a very spiritual enterprise, but at the same time, these are extremely charitable people that like the fact that they're reaching out to the poor. But they're very, very concerned that the Holy Father can do it and that he can say yes to many people because of them.
What would you say to try and encourage people in their own little way? Okay, they can't do it on the same level as the Papal Foundation, but in their own little way, to realize that they too can help the Holy Father in his universal mission?
Well, I think our people are devoted to the Holy Father. In other words, John Paul II or Benedict XVI, so that they can pray for him, they can support him in his teaching, in his reading, he's just been very prolific in writing. And I think the people can really, really stay very close to this Holy Father by what they do in their own churches, by the loyalty they show the Holy Father in their own choices, by their ability to teach others about what he's saying and to repeat what he's saying in the world today. I just think this is one of the most intelligent popes we've had. People can get his books. People can be close to him that way. But when they reach out, they also know that it's the Roman Catholic Church. We put the name right there for everybody to see. And that means the Bishop of Rome. That means the successor of Peter. And it's good for our people to verbalize that, because sometimes we can forget it. Sometimes we can forget. And so it's good for our own people to connect his title to who he is, and then to let other people know spiritually. When you see these people in here, they're very, very affected just by the fact that that man walks into the room. They're very affected by every word and every gesture, and because they are faith-filled people. They just are people who know what the successor of Peter means to the world and what Peter did for Christ and we want to do for Peter's successors.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.